be going through the doctrine of salvation today. Vamos a ir por estudiar hoy la doctrina de la salvación. We've been covering a lot of different areas in which the Bible teaches about, and that word is teaching is called doctrine. And so we cover the teaching of the Bible. Miramos la doctrina de la Biblia, la doctrina de Dios, that we saw the doctrine of God, especially as it pertains to his fatherhood over us, en particularmente como pertenece a ser el Padre sobre nosotros. We saw the doctrine of God the Son, the Messiah. Miramos la doctrina del Hijo, de Dios Hijo, el Mesías. And today we're going to be looking at the doctrine of salvation. Y hoy vamos a ver la doctrina de la salvación. Now you've heard the verse, right, that says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And also, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." That's the gospel in a little pill form, in one verse. But today we're going to look at, we're going to go deep into the gospel. And you should, since you're a Christian, since you're a follower of Christ, and you need to understand that salvation has it's very deep, worthy of exploration, and so that it will minister to us as believers and encourage us deeply. Miramos, has oído el versículo, de tal manera Dios amó al mundo que ha dado su Hijo unigito para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Ese es el Evangelio en una píldora chiquita, ¿verdad? Pero la enseñanza del Evangelio es muy profundo, y hoy vamos a ir profundamente al estudio de esta enseñanza que está en la Biblia, que Dios nos ha dado a nosotros, el cual nos salva, hermanos. This is the teaching that saves us and makes heaven possible for us. And so we're going to go deep into that. And so we're going to go and understand in a fuller way what is the gospel. Vamos a mirar en una manera más profunda qué es el evangelio esta mañana. And if you do, brothers, you'll be much more capable of, like it says at the bottom, understanding the gospel so that to lead others to the Savior. Okay, the more you understand the gospel, the more capable you are and you feel, okay, to speak to others about the Lord, to lead them to the Lord, okay, to the Savior. Y una de las razones por cual tenemos que ir profundo en este estudio de la salvación es porque, como dice abajo, entendamos el Evangelio para guiar a otros al Salvador. Y entre más entiendes y comprendes el Evangelio, eres más capaz y te sientes más capaz en hablarles a otros del Señor y acercarlos al Salvador, ¿eh? And so, hopefully, brothers, this will encourage you and I. Okay? Ojalá esto nos va a animar a los dos en compartir más el Evangelio del Señor. So, as you look at your notes, brothers, it's pretty extensive. We're not going to finish it. I want to tell you that. So don't worry about that we're going to go over or anything like that. Si miran sus notas, hermanos, se mira muy, muy, muy llena y mucha información, pero no vamos a terminar hoy, hermanos. Vamos a seguir después. Y vamos a terminarlo. Entonces vamos a hacer media hoja. We're going to finish about half a sheet in our study today. So we're going to ask a few questions so that we can answer them from the scriptures. Vamos a preguntar ciertas cosas, ciertas preguntas para rellenarlas y con las respuestas de las escrituras. So the first question we're going to ask about salvation is, what is salvation? Lo primero que vamos a preguntar, hermanos, sobre la salvación es, ¿qué es la salvación? Mucha gente no entiende qué es la salvación, y aún unos cristianos no pueden explicarlo también muy bien. A lot of people don't understand what is the save, that we need to be saved. You know, they don't understand that. And even Christians sometimes find it hard to explain it, right? So we're going to try to explain it in a full way. And we're asking, really, what does salvation do for us? Okay? What does it do for us? ¿Qué hace para nosotros la salvación? Podemos también preguntarnos. A lot of people say, Jesus saves. And they don't know what that means. Hay muchos que oyen el término, Jesús salva. Y lo miran en un rótulo, Jesús salva. Y no saben qué quiere decir eso. ¿Salva de qué? ¿Me salva dinero o qué? ¿En ahorros o qué? ¿Qué es lo que me salva? No entienden. Pues son ¿cómo dice la palabra? Herejes. ¿Herejes? Yeah, they're just pagans. They don't understand. They don't know God. They don't know They never went to Sunday school. They never went to vacation Bible school. They never exposed to the Lord. So they really don't know these things. And we need to be able to show them and to explain to them what is salvation.
Tenemos que poder nosotros explicar qué es la salvación a los que no entienden por ignorancia.
So let's answer the first point B. What is salvation? Salvation is cleansing from our sins. Okay, understand that. You feel that in your notes if you're going through it.
Primero tenemos que entender que la salvación es la limpieza de nuestros pecados.
It's to be cleansed of sin. It's to be forgiven of sin.
La salvación entonces es la, no solo la limpieza, es ser perdonado de nuestros pecados. Cuando habla de la limpieza es ser perdonado. Porque el pecado mancha el alma. ¿Eh? Mancha el alma.
See, sin stains the soul. And God can see that.
¿Eh?
And sinners can never come before the presence of the Lord, can never come into heaven.
¿Eh?
Because of the stain of sin.
Los pecadores siendo que están ellos manchados con el pecado, no pueden venir así a la presencia de Dios en una buena manera. No podemos entrar a su ciudad, al cielo, porque estamos manchados del pecado.
And so salvation is to be cleansed of that sin, of that stain.
Salvación es ser perdonados de esa mancha, hermanos, limpiados.
Every sinner by nature and by choice is a sinner.
Y tenemos que entender que cada persona por razón de la naturaleza y por sus propias decisiones, es pecador. Es pecador.
Vamos a ver lo que dice allí en Romanos 3:10. As it is written, there is, in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, not even.
So don't ever think that you are a good person or a righteous person. Because in God's eyes, no one is good enough to get into heaven on their own good works. Okay? On their own goodness, we might say.
Romanos 3:10 dice esto, que como está escrito, no hay justo ni aún uno.
Ninguna persona es suficientemente justo para ser aceptado, para ser limpio, para entrar al cielo.
Ninguno,
porque todos hemos pecado.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If you go to verse 23, that's what it says.
Si vas al versículo 23, porque todos han pecado y están destituidos de la gloria de Dios.
De la gloria de Dios.
We were singing about ascending the mountain, right? What did Moses find when he ascended the mountain? The glory of God, right?
And the word of God,
okay?
He was received the word, the law of God.
And brothers, that's what we're doing. We're ascending into the presence of the Lord through the scriptures to receive the glory of salvation, to understand it.
Y tenemos así como subió Moisés al cerro, hermanos, y recibió ahí la gloria de Dios, que se le manchó a él en su propio hacer la gloria de Dios y recibió la palabra de Dios. Y así esta mañana estamos subiendo también al cerro y por medio de las escrituras, hermanos, para recibir la gloria de la salvación de Dios, para entenderla.
So, another thing as we understand the cleansing of sin, okay,
entendiendo aquí la limpieza del pecado, nos dice en Efesios 1:7, Ephesians 1:7, in him, that's Jesus, we have redemption through his blood.
Okay?
That means payment in full through the blood of Christ. The forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
And that's talking about how forgiveness is available to the sinner.
Dice aquí en Efesios 1:7 que el perdón está dispuesto para el pecador. Dice, en él tenemos, en Jesús, redención mediante su sangre, el perdón de nuestros pecados según la riqueza de su gracia.
There's more than enough riches, brothers of God, of forgiveness to go around. There's nobody that can ever say, I am too much of a sinner to be forgiven. No such thing, brothers. No such thing. The worst of sinners, criminals, can be forgiven, even if you don't like it. Even if they're not getting what they deserve. A lot of people feel that way, even Christians, about some people who get the death penalty, but then they turn to Christ at the last minute. They got it. Full forgiveness before the Lord.
Hay suficiente gracia para todos. No hay ninguno que pueda decir, yo soy demasiado pecador para ser perdonado.
Hay suficiente gracia para ser perdonado. los criminales, lo que sea, lo que hayan hecho, lo peor, si ellos se arrepienten por creyendo en Cristo y la sangre que Él vertió por ellos y su pecado, hermanos, serán perdonados. So, yes, salvation is, we all need to be cleansed from sin. Todos necesitamos que ser limpios del pecado. That's what salvation means. Come and be saved from your sins. Cuando dice, ven y ser perdonado de tus pecados. Limpiado de tus pecados. Be. Salvation is also, is a covering of righteousness. También aquí miramos que salvación es la cobertura de justicia. La cobertura de la justicia. What does that mean? Yeah. Well, when a person accepts Christ, his sins are put upon Christ. Okay? Are put upon Christ. When? At the cross. It's almost like they go back in time and they are covered, they're placed upon Christ when he was dying on the cross. Entonces, cuando una persona, un pecador, viene a Cristo, se le pone entonces sus pecados sobre Jesús cuando él estaba en la cruz. Están cubiertos ahí, están incluidos ahí cuando él estaba muriendo por los pecados del mundo. When he was dying for the sins of the world, brothers, our sins, which he had not committed yet, were already being covered there. Were being placed upon Christ. Notice here in Ephesians 1:7, it says, in him, that's in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood. All right, we saw that one. But I'm sorry, we're in Isaiah now. Let me bring it down there. There it is, Isaiah 53:6. It says, all of us, this is an Old Testament verse, and it was prophesying what Jesus would do for you and I. Este es un versículo del Antiguo Testamento que profetizaba lo que Jesús iba a hacer por nosotros antes de que Jesús nació. Fíjate, all of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. That's sin. When you turn your back on Jesus to do what you want to do, that's turning away. And that's sin. Okay? But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Okay? Our iniquity. Iniquity is the worst kind of sin. I'll explain in a minute. Todos nosotros nos descarriamos, dice Isaías 53:6, como ovejas. Nos apartamos cada cual por su camino, pero el Señor hizo que cayera sobre él. Y no dice el nombre, pero sabemos hoy, Jesús, ¿verdad? Cayó sobre él la iniquidad de todos nosotros. Cayó sobre él. Fue puesto sobre Jesús cuando él estaba en la cruz. It was placed on Christ when he was on the cross. Our iniquities, nuestras iniquidades. And you know what iniquity is? It's a bold sin that you do without feeling remorse, because you believe it's good, it's necessary, and it's okay to do. And that's the worst kind of sin. When you take what God said don't do, and you say, no, you do it, it's good. That's iniquity. La iniquidad es los peores de los pecados. Son pecados que hacemos sin remordimiento, porque creemos que es necesario, es bueno, quizás a bonito, ¿eh? Y lo hacemos, como esos que son religiosos, pero se van a las borracheras, y porque creen que eso es bueno. Es iniquidad. So, God placed on Jesus the worst of ours. Todos los peores de los pecados fueron puestos sobre él. Porque andábamos, el descarriado, pues cree que va por buen camino. And it's interesting how those that are, who go astray, like a sheep goes astray because it thinks it's doing good. Hey, I like that bush over there. I'm going to leave my shepherd, and I'm going to go over there to that bush because it's juicy. It looks juicy, and I'm going to go over there. And so the sinner does the same thing. They leave the right road because they believe they're on the good road, a better road. And so that's iniquity. This is iniquidad. A trespass is something that God said, here's a red line, don't go past it. El traspase es otra clase de pecado. Es cuando Dios te dice, aquí está esta línea, no lo hagas. Y tú ves la línea. Y pones el, you go ahead and cross the line, and you know it's wrong. Y tú sabes que es mal, que estás cruzando la línea. Ese es un traspase. That's the truth. So, all kinds, brothers. Jesus carried it all. Okay, Jesús lo. So, before we could then be covered with righteousness, he had to take on our sin. Antes de que nosotros pudiéramos ser cubiertos con la justicia, tuvo él que tomar nuestro pecado cuando él estaba en la cruz. When he was on the cross. So, then the second part is this. As we look at verse Romans 4:5. Vamos mirando Romanos 4. At the same time, brothers, when someone comes to Christ for salvation, he also, not only his sins are put on Christ, but then Christ's perfect holiness and righteousness is placed on the sinner. That's what happens.
Y ahora miramos conforme a Romanos 4:5 que el momento que uno viene a Cristo en arrepentimiento, sus pecados son puestos sobre Jesús cuando Él estaba en la cruz. Y al mismo tiempo, toda la santidad de Cristo es transmitida al pecador.
Notice here, Romanos 4:5. But to the one who does not work, that means he's not trying to work his way into heaven with his own goodness. It says, but believes in him, that's Jesus, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is then credited as righteous. It gets deposited to his credit a whole bunch of holiness from Jesus Christ because he has trusted and believed in him.
Yeah. Romanos 4:5 dice más, el que no trabaja, pero que cree en aquel que justifica el impío, el pecador, entonces que su fe se le cuenta por justicia.
Su fe, solo en el creer, hermanos, la cuenta vacía que tú y yo tenemos de santidad, es llenada con la santidad de Cristo. Es llenada con la santidad de Cristo.
Yeah, no one gets into heaven with a zero. Okay?
Yeah, I have no sins because Jesus wiped them all away. I don't have a negative, but I also don't have a zero coming in. My account has been filled with the righteous holiness.
Cuando vamos al cielo, no vengo con un cero en mi cuenta.
Sí, claramente no tengo un negativo porque Jesús los limpió y pagó con su sangre todos los pecados. No tengo un negativo en mi cuenta, pero tampoco tengo cero porque ahora llenó mi cuenta con toda la santidad de Cristo. Y ahora mi Padre Celestial me mira a mí, santo como Jesús.
And now when I come to God the Father, He sees you and I holy like Him. Holy like Him.
Well, we don't feel holy sometimes because, you know, we're growing in sanctification. We're growing in holiness and in obedience. But he already sees because of what Jesus.
Claramente, prácticamente, no nos sentimos muchas veces como santos, ¿verdad? Porque sabemos nuestras iniquidades, pecados, ¿verdad? Y fracasos. Pero mi Padre en el cielo me mira, me reconoce como santo porque lo que hizo Jesús llenando nuestra cuenta, su santidad.
Por eso podemos venir al trono de Dios con toda confianza.
That's why we can approach the throne of God with in prayer.
Well, let's move on.
There's another verse here, 2 Corinthians.
Hay otro versículo aquí, 2 Corintios 5:21.
It says, He made him who knew no sin. That's Jesus. He never knew sin. Never experienced sin by doing it. He made him who knew no sin on to be sin. I'm sorry, I'm missing some words here. To be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteous of God.
When I drag things over, sometimes I don't grab everything. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might be the righteousness of God.
Dice aquí en 2 Corintios 5:21, aquel que no conoció el pecado, que es Jesús, nunca lo hizo, él le hizo, el Dios su Padre, le hizo pecado por nosotros para que fuéramos hechos justicia de Dios en él.
Now we are the righteous because of what Jesus did.
Somos nosotros la justicia de Dios.
Porque la justicia fue satisfecha con el sacrificio y el castigo.
So salvation is cleansing. Salvation is a covering of righteousness.
La salvación es la limpieza del pecado. Es una cobertura con la justicia de Jesús. Y letra C, salvación es la adopción en la familia de Dios.
And point C, salvation is an adoption into God's family.
It's an adoption into God's family.
There are no hay huérfanos, hermanos, en la familia de Dios.
Tenemos un padre y una familia.
So let's look at what the word says here. Mirando Romanos 8, versículo 15, Romans 8, verse 15.
It says, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons.
You have received, not you will receive. You have received
a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, or we have the right to say, Abba, Father. We say, Daddy, Father. The Spirit Himself testifying with our spirit that we are children of God.
Dice aquí Romanos 8:15, que habéis, pero habéis recibido un espíritu de adopción como hijos, pero el cual clamamos, por el cual clamamos, Abba, Padre. El Espíritu mismo da testimonio a nuestro espíritu de que somos hijos de Dios.
So the moment you were saved, you received the Holy Spirit, and it came into your, and that one sealed us. He sealed us into the family of God.
El momento que tú aceptaste, que fuiste salvo, tú recibiste en ese momento el Espíritu de adopción, el Espíritu de Dios, y fuiste sellado en la familia.
Remember the
The parable of the prodigal son when he comes back to the father.
¿Se acuerdan de la parábola del hijo pródigo cuando regresó para atrás a su padre, se arrepintió?
And the father, yeah, the father covers him, his rags. He says, remove these rags and bring my robe and place it on you. That's the robe of righteousness.
Dijo el padre, quitan estas garras que trae y traigan mi manto precioso que tengo y póngalo sobre. Y aquí está mi anillo. Traigan mi anillo. Y pónganlo en su el sello de que él era hijo.
And he said, go get my ring, my signet ring, and place it on his. That was the seal that he belonged to that family, that he was his.
In the same way, every salvation, the Holy Spirit
is the that we are son.
Y así, el Espíritu de Dios es como el anillo que nos sella a nosotros como hijos de Dios. Para así.
That ring can't come. Once the Holy Spirit comes, he cannot, like in the Old Testament,
no, ya nomás entra el Espíritu al creyente, ya no puede salirse.
El Antiguo Testamento se iba el Espíritu, pero no, porque estaba sobre ellos y no estaba dentro.
As the Holy Spirit would leave in the Old Testament from those who disobeyed God, lived in rebellion, they would leave the kingdom.
Because, why?
The Holy Spirit didn't indwell them.
Only it was over them, but not in. That wouldn't
happen until Pentecost, when Jesus said, wait for the Holy Spirit.
Wait for the Holy Spirit, you shall receive.
And he would come. Hasta Hechos capítulo 2, cuando vino el Espíritu Santo, en el día de Pentecostés, por primera vez empezó a rellenar los cristianos, meterse en ellos.
And so now we're children of God. Ahora somos hijos de Dios, hermanos.
So that was Romans 4:5.
Romanos 4:5. I'm going to point D.
Vamos a mirar el punto D.
Also, salvation is a change of citizenship. A change of citizenship.
También salvación es un cambio de ciudadanía.
Where, right now, the moment you're born and the moment we make our own sin, brothers, our personal sin, we are of the kingdom of darkness. That's not where God resides to bless seed and to minister to. Okay, we're of the kingdom of darkness.
The whole world is in the kingdom of darkness.
El momento que nosotros nacemos y entramos a nuestros propios pecados, somos nosotros parte de otro reino, de otros ciudadanos del reino de las tinieblas, donde gobierna Satanás.
And it's not until we are saved that we are transferred out of that kingdom.
Hasta que no somos salvos, somos cambiado de ese reino, de esa ciudadanía a otra, al reino de Dios.
You can't be a king. What's the word?
You can't be a citizen of these two kings.
You gotta pick one.
You gotta pick one. You can't dabble with the world, be friends with the world, and then act like you're a Christian. God hates that.
No podemos ser ciudadanos de dos reinos, de las tinieblas del mundo, podemos también, y del reino de Dios.
Y Dios odia a los que odian esa clase de pecado que muchos tratan de estar en los dos lados. La misma vez.
So, let's see what it says here. Point D.
Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, you formerly who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
Pero ahora en Cristo, Efesios 2:13. En Cristo Jesús, vosotros que en otro tiempo estabas lejos, habéis sido acercados por la sangre de Cristo.
Being, brothers, being a sinner places you far away from God.
Even though he knows who you are, he knows what you're doing, his eye can never fail, but spiritually speaking, people are far away from God as sinners.
Los que son pecadores están lejos de Dios.
Y solo cuando aplicamos el precio pagado en la cruz, la sangre, es lo que nos acerca a Dios en la salvación.
In the moment you place your trust in the blood of Christ, which pays for our sin, we are brought near in salvation.
We are brought near, okay? Goes on to say in verse 19, it says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are now fellow citizens with the saints, and you are of God's household.
Saints and children of God.
¿Eh? Dice, así pues, versículo 19, ya no sois extranjeros ni avenidizos, sino que sois ciudadanos con los santos, podemos decir, y sois de la familia de Dios.
What a benefit, brothers. Salvation not only lets us live in God's country, it brings us into God's house.
La salvación, entonces, no solo nos trae a la ciudad de Dios, pero nos trae a la casa de Dios
como hijos, como hijos.
How good can it be?
¿Qué más bueno puede ser para nosotros en ser salvo? En ser salvo.
It's like saying, the president says, you know, say you're from another country. The president says, hey, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to make you a citizen of the United States.
Es como si el presidente de los Estados Unidos dice, yo sé que viene, que ustedes son de otra nación, pero yo los voy a hacer ciudadanos de los Estados Unidos.
Ah, qué bueno, qué bendición. Ah, what a blessing.
And then he says, well, not only that, you know where you're going to live? You're going to live at the White House.
Y no solo eso, ¿tú sabes dónde vas a vivir?
Tú vas a vivir en la Casa Blanca conmigo de aquí en adelante.
Así, es lo que hizo Dios con nosotros.
That's what the Lord,
en la casa de Dios.
The house of God.
That's salvation, brothers.
Yeah?
Beautiful, beautiful.
And so the next question we want to ask, la segunda pregunta, what are the marvels of salvation?
You thought these were marvels, there's even more marvels.
¿Crees que esto era maravilloso? Hay más maravillas, hermanos. ¿Cuáles son las maravillas de la salvación? Lo que vamos a ver. Y tenemos dos puntos aquí.
We're going to have two points that I brought out. There's more, hay más,
but there are many amazing things about the salvation that Jesus makes possible for us. Hay muchas cosas maravillosas que es posible para nosotros, para esta salvación que Jesús nos ofrece.
First of all, salvation is the gift of God.
Primeramente, entender que la salvación es el regalo de Dios, es el don de Dios.
You don't have to pay for it.
No tienes que pagar por ella.
You don't have to take out a loan for it.
No tienes que buscar un préstamo.
You don't have to trade for it.
No tienes que hacer un cambio por ella.
You don't have to do anything
except receive.
No tienes que hacer nada más recibir,
más que recibir.
Right? Where does it say that?
¿Dónde dice? Romanos 6:23.
Let's look at Romans, right?
Romans 6:23.
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
There's a lot there, brothers.
Muy bien dice aquí, porque la paga del pecado es la muerte, pero la dádiva de Dios es vida eterna en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro.
Salvation is free, but hell, you have to work for.
Tenemos que entender que la salvación, la vida eterna, es gratis, hermanos, para nosotros.
Es gratis.
Pero el infierno, tú tienes que trabajar para entrar al infierno.
Tú tienes que trabajar para entrar al infierno.
Because notice, the wages of sin is death.
Every sin, you're working there.
Oh, I got another few sins today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I have more. Eventually, I'll get paid.
What is it?
Hell.
The wages of sin is death.
Death.
Hay muchos. Imagínense cómo está la humanidad.
Cada desobediencia.
Yo estoy trabajando.
Porque la paga del pecado es la muerte.
Y cada pecado, y hice yo como 30 pecados hoy, y mañana voy a hacer más, y estamos trabajando, y no, viene el día donde Dios nos va a pagar, hermanos.
But to get into heaven, you don't have to work for it.
Pero para entrar al cielo no tienes que trabajar, simplemente recibir el regalo.
All you got to do is receive the free gift.
And yet people don't want it.
Y hay muchos que no lo quieren.
Hay muchos que no quieren.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for this gift. I don't know if it's going to change my life. I don't know if I want Jesus telling me what to do.
Y muchas cosas. No sé si estoy listo para recibir ese regalo.
No sé si me va a cambiar mi vida. No sé si voy a querer que Jesús me esté diciendo cómo vivir.
Pues acumula tu trabajo. Síguele trabajando.
Keep working at it, brother.
Or friend. You're not a brother.
You're just a friend, maybe.
But not a brother, because that's not a brother.
And they're going to get paid.
Every single sinner who works at it is going to get paid.
Cada pecador que está trabajando para ser pecador, va a ser pagado, hermanos.
Como dice aquí.
But the free gift. How do you receive a free gift?
You reach out.
¿Cómo se recibe un regalo?
Saca la mano
y agárralo.
If you haven't done so today, you're going to have a chance
to receive the forgiveness and the life.
Hoy vas a tener la oportunidad, si no lo has hecho,
de sacar la mano
y recibir el perdón que Él te ofrece
y la vida eterna que también ofrece.
Or you can say, I'm not, I want to work at my...
O puede decir, yo voy a trabajar a mi propio...
It's amazing what's in this verse.
The truth that's filling this verse.
And then it says, and the free gift of God is eternal life, and it's in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Just because Jesus went to the cross doesn't mean that everybody gets saved.
Dice aquí muy claramente, hermanos, que esta vida eterna está en Cristo Jesús, nuestro Señor.
Está en Cristo. No nomás porque Jesús murió, todos van a ser salvos.
Está en Jesús, solo en Jesús.
It's only in Jesus.
And that is your Lord.
Y solo si Jesús es tu Señor, como dice aquí,
está en Jesús, nuestro.
And that's where a lot of people drop out.
I don't
I don't know if I can have Jesus leading me my life and how to live. Then he's not your Lord. But I want salvation. No, but he's not your Lord. He has to be. Hay muchos que dicen, no, estoy listo que Jesús me esté diciendo cómo vivir. Quiero la salvación, quiero el regalo, pero no quiero que Jesús me diga cómo. Pues no estás salvo. No estás salvo, porque no es tu Señor. El momento que Él sea tu Señor, tú recibes la vida eterna, gratis. It's a choice that everyone makes. Es una decisión que todos, si yo me voy a rendir a Cristo. If I'm going to surrender to. So yeah, salvation is a gift, but you have to be willing to. Tienes que estar dispuesto a recibir. And then here's another truth. A lot of people are confused about salvation. Otra verdad en Efesios 2:8 y 9. Ephesians 4:2-9. It says, for by grace, that's free, unmerited favor. Okay, something you didn't deserve, that's grace. By grace you have been saved through faith. And that, what's that? The faith, your faith. And that faith, not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not as a result of works that no one should boast. Think about that. Dice aquí claramente, porque por gracia habéis sido salvos. Quiere decir que algo que no merecemos. ¿Eh? No fue paga por algo que hicimos. Fue de por gracia. Habéis sido salvos por medio de la fe. La fe es lo que activa la salvación. Lo que activa la salvación. Por medio de la fe. Y esto, ¿qué es esto? La fe. La fe tuya y la mía. Y esto no de vosotros, sino que es también, es don de Dios. Hasta la fe que ejercemos es don de Dios. Even the faith is a gift of God, so that we can believe, or else we wouldn't. No por obras, para que nadie se gloree. No one can be saved by good. God's not opposed to good works. He wants us to have good works, but good works won't get forgiveness of all your. That comes after you're saved. God wants you to have good works to show that you're. Entonces tenemos que entender que nadie puede ser salvo por obras. Nadie puede decir, yo soy bueno, yo soy mejor que aquel y a ella y a Julana y tus obras no pueden ser. ¿Por qué? Están manchadas con pecado también. Están manchadas con pecado. Tienes que venir por medio de creer lo que Él hizo por ti en la cruz fue para ti. Y ya que vienes a Cristo y que el Espíritu viene, sella y eres salvo y eres un hijo de Dios, hija de Dios, ahora te da en tu corazón el deseo de agradar a Dios con buenas obras. Y demostrar que eres un hijo de Dios. Las obras vienen después. Y son empoderadas por el medio del Espíritu. So good works come after the Christian comes to faith but in Jesus Christ. It comes after and empowered by the Holy Spirit to show that God is at work in your life. And that Jesus is not by works, no por obra. Don't add to God's gift. Y no le pongas tampoco al regalo de Dios. Here's forgiveness, eternal life. Oh, thank you very much, Lord. Imagínate que Jesús dice, aquí está, perdón de pecados y vida eterna. Y tú sacas la mano, ay, gracias Señor por este regalo. Ay, pero deja darte un 100, un 20 aquí para ayudarte con este regalo. Esas son obras que tú quieres añadir al regalo de Dios. Y eso no, you can't say later, oh, here's a 100 or a 20, here Lord, for that gift. God will not accept that. That's saying, well, Lord, that blood you gave on the cross wasn't enough. Let me help you out with of my own. That's blasphemy. Es blasfemia decir, Jesús, tu sacrificio en la cruz no es suficiente para que yo me sienta perdonado completo. Yo voy a hacer mis propias obras para poner sobre tu regalo. No, hermanos. Es decir, que la sangre is more than. And you need to accept the fact that it all comes. Tienes que aceptar que ese perdón viene porque Jesús lo pagó todo en la cruz. Yo no puedo ponerle más. I can't add anything that is not already stained, okay? So, brother, salvation, brother, is not by works. No es por medio de obras. No tratemos de ponerle. And last, here's the last point for today. Salvation is for eternity. It's free and it's forever. God's not gonna take back his gift ever, ever. Y otra cosa, hermano, la salvación es eterna. Quiere decir que no lo va a tomar para atrás después. No va a mirar mis fracasos y después va a decir, ay, me equivoqué. Voy a tomar para atrás mi regalo. Dámelo para atrás. Dios nunca va a hacer eso. God's never. Where does it say that? Let's look at John 10:27. Mira, Juan 10:27. It says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. This is Jesus talking. And they follow me. They obey me, in other words. They want to follow me.
Dice aquí, mis ovejas oyen mi voz y yo las conozco y me siguen, me obedecen. Yo soy su Señor. I'm their Lord, in other words. They made me their Lord. They follow me. And verse 28, and I give eternal life to them. Y yo les doy vida eterna. And they will never perish. Y jamás perecerán. Wow, thank you, Lord. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Y nadie las arrebatará de mis manos. That sounds kind of permanent, right? Parece que es permanente este regalo de la. It's for you and I. If you decide you don't want to work, you don't want to work at going to hell, decide you want the gift of salvation, then, brothers, it cannot be taken back. Una vez que tú decidas, ya no voy a dejar de trabajar para ir al infierno, voy a recibir entonces el regalo de su perdón y la vida eterna. Pues el regalo no lo puedes perder. Never lose. Now, there's some other things. Well, what happens to people who leave the church? That's another sermon, brothers. ¿Y qué pasa con los que se van de la iglesia y dejan a Dios? Ese es otro sermón. But this is true, what you need to hear right now. Lo que estás oyendo aquí es pura verdad. Es pura verdad para ti y para mí. It's for you and for me. So, with that, brothers, next time, we continue on the doctrine of salvation. We're going to look at these points. La siguiente semana, tiempo que sigamos en este tema, vamos a ver contestar estas preguntas. How is salvation received? And how can I get saved? How do I know that I showed enough faith, perhaps, to get saved? And all of those. ¿Cómo se recibe la salvación? ¿Y cómo podemos tener la confianza, la seguridad de la salvación? Brothers, wait, vamos a orar. But I want you to ask yourself a question as we're about to pray. Vamos a hacer una pregunta. Have you received the cure? ¿Has recibido la curación, la sanidad de la muerte? ¿Lo has recibido? ¿O todavía no? Or you're not too sure yet. You can pray about that too. You can stick out your hand in faith and say, Lord, hoy podemos estirar la mano y tu regalo. De ese regalo que pagaste, yo lo recibo. Are you standing firm in the truth that God loves you, forgiving you? Cosa nuestro Father, best Father, embrace. Si no estás seguro o firme en la verdad que Dios te ama y te ha perdonado, bien. Ven a el Padre esta mañana en oración. Quiero estar seguro. Have you spoken to your loved one? ¿Has hablado a tus? Están trabajando. Pero por medio de la con nietos, sons and daughters and grandchildren. Let's all stand. I'm gonna pray. I want the prayer to be special, but I want to invite you. If you start with, you haven't know what you learned today, I invite you up or. Physical, my brother, with a healthy spirit. Usted quiere dedicar de nuevo su camino. Venga al frente. Vamos a orar por y vamos a dedicarnos a celebrar esto. Yo quiero hacer esta mañana. Y vamos, Señor, the Lord is going to. God is, as we asked us on the mountain, right? Esta mañana le pregunto. Cuente con nosotros. So, vamos a orar por la úlcera de nuevo. Father, thank you, Lord, that you are a healer. Lord Jesus, you haven't stopped healing since you left. You continue to heal. Pour your power through the Holy Spirit, Lord, into our infirmity. And right now, we lift up Keith, Lord, as he goes, as he stands, he walks in, Lord, and waits for doctors to get around to his body, Lord. We come to you, Lord, right now. We ask that you would touch him, you would lift from him, Lord, this infirmity, Lord, that is in his stomach, Lord. Please touch him, and we need this little miracle, Lord, so that he can give praise to you, so he can know his Jesus is also not his, only his Savior, but his healer, Lord, the healer of his body. So we ask that right now, Lord, for we ask that you would deliver him in the name of nombre de Jesús, Señor, que se le vaya esta úlcera que él trae. Siéntalo, Señor, siéntalo. Father, whatever decisions, Lord, whatever burdens we carry, Lord, we ask now that you touch us, that you would touch my sister here, Lord, that has come up for prayer, Lord. Please minister to her, Lord, and that she would trust in the power of Christ through the Holy Spirit, Lord, to remove the mountains and the obstacles in her life so that she can stand with confidence before you, Lord, blameless and with exceeding joy, Lord. For we put her in her hands, you in her hands, Lord, and her family, Lord, and those that have yet to fully trust Christ, Lord. We ask that you would reach out and penetrate, Lord, into the darkness and reach those with the truth of the gospel, Lord. Your gift that you offer, your salvation, your eternal life, Lord. So ask this blessing, Lord, on our sister here, Lord, that you would do so, Lord, in the name. Lord, we pray for our little sister here, Lord. She has a pain in her back, and we ask, Lord, that you would grant her, Lord, a healing, Lord, that will no longer linger or return, Lord, that you would touch her, that you would deliver her, and that also, Lord, through this, Lord, that you would encourage, Lord, her in her walk with, and she would know that you love her, Lord, through healing as well, Lord.
And not only through the sacrifice of your son, but also through these little things, Lord, that we need. So touch her body, Lord, and also fill her, Lord. Fill her soul, Lord, with your word, with your will, Lord, with your love, Lord, and with forgiveness, Lord. So touch her, Father, that she might know, Lord, that her Lord Jesus is a real God and a God who is close. Lord, we ask this. We also pray, Lord, for those who are not sure where we stand with you, Lord, as it pertains to our salvation. We want to be sure this day that you are our Savior, that you have saved us. Queremos estar seguros también, los que no estamos seguros, Señor, de que tú eres nuestro Salvador y nuestro Señor. Lord, we want to reach out today, Lord, and receive the gift that you promised to those who make Jesus their Lord and their Savior. Hoy queremos sacar la mano, Señor, y recibir ese regalo por fe que tú ofreces, Señor Jesús, para todo el que cree en ti, Señor, y lo que tú hiciste por nosotros en esa cruz, en pagarlo por todo. Señor, recibimos ese perdón, recibimos esa vida que tú nos ofreces, y te aceptamos como el Señor y Rey sobre nosotros. And we receive you as Lord and King over our lives, that you would lead us, que tú nos guíes, Señor, que tú nos lleves por los caminos, Señor, de pasto verde, Señor, y de agua manantiales, Señor. You would take us into those fields of green pastures, Lord, and to those glistening brooks of life-giving water, Lord. We want to be led by our shepherd and our king. Y ser dirigidos por nuestro Señor, por nuestro pastor y rey. Y lo pedimos en el nombre precioso tuyo. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.